Okay, item seven was deferred this morning to May 11th. We're on item eight, PR 2021-5687, EPC site plan final sign off SI 2022-316 for Alamo Center LLC at 10127 Course Boulevard. And the agent is Consensus Planning. Okay. Good afternoon. Go ahead and introduce yourself, your firm, and your address.
Good afternoon, Ms. Chair, members of the board. My name is Thomas Lampo with Consensus Planning, 302 8th Street Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. And it looks like Mr. Arfman, you're part of the applicant team?
I am.
Okay, can I get your name, firm, and address?
Fred Arfman, I-6 and Arfman, Inc., 128 Monroe Street, Northeast, East, 87108.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Okay, go ahead and give us an update.
Sure. So again, this is Thomas Lampo, Consensus Planning. So we submitted another supplemental submittal on Friday, which contained a copy of the signed and notarized development agreement with the Water Authority. And it also included some additional detail sheets, which hopefully addressed all of the transportation's comments. We actually added that sheet that you just passed. There it's listed as CP501. We added that to the full plan set and resubmitted it about half an hour ago, I think it was, which includes the details for ramps and some of the other things that transportation had mentioned. And then there was also just a short note to kind of give a little bit of an overview of where we're at. Earlier today, I sent transportation, and I also copied Jay Rodenbeck on the email, which included the recently updated infrastructure list, which added some extra items. And I think Fred can speak about those.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to jump in real quick. Tom, I got the infrastructure list. I don't have the additional details sheet 3B. You sent an email at 1:43 p.m., but it doesn't include an attachment that I can see.
Let me see what happened. It might have just been, it didn't copy the link.
Yeah, I'll share it on the screen as soon as you send it.
Okay, I'm sending it. One second. Okay. The link was just sent.
The link might be
Let me know if you're able to open that. And if you're not, I can just send just that sheet 3B.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'm still waiting for reception of the latest email.
Okay.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and open the floor to public comment. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 8 at 10127 Course Boulevard? You can raise your hand in Zoom or press star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay, and I don't see anyone for that. Mr. Rodenbeck, can we proceed with comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, and I just pulled up Mr. Lampo's latest plan set that he just sent.
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead with Water Authority comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I have received the easement recorded that was discussed in the comments, so we can check that one off. We do have the additional 5 feet of easement. The only other outstanding comment was the development agreement. I do have your signed copy. Additionally, the Water Authority legal department has blessed that for our executive director's signature, and I'm just awaiting his John Hancock on that final document. So what I'm going to request is a delegation to the Water Authority for the final signature on that. Okay. And then we can figure out if that works or not, but that's what I'm looking for in terms of this project. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement?
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no comments and no objections.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld. No additional comments.
And Hydrology?
Ernest Tarmijo, Hydrology. All Hydrology comments have been addressed, and they have an approved grading and drainage plan. We have no objection.
Transportation.
This is Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. I have no objection to the recently submitted infrastructure list. I had mostly minor comments that were left that I think I can take delegation on. There is one comment that I made about the striping on the accessway, just to provide more detail along with providing a sidewalk connection to that accessway so that it can be further extended into the future. A lot of those details, if they're to be covered in the work order plans, I think we can just add a note to that effect, because there is more detail needed there for the striping to meet MUTCD requirements, but it's fairly minor. And then just, I don't know if you got my comments last night, but I just had some very minor comments left with regard to the curb ramp details and making sure we have a 15-foot maximum length for the compact space.
Okay.
As well as the sidewalk easement.
Okay, any questions for transportation?
Madam Chair, Fred Arfman here. Gene, we had got the owner to sign off on a sidewalk easement, and the original was submitted to the city this morning. So it's in the process. In fact, after DRB, you'll probably see it on your desk. You're the first reviewer of that, I believe. So that is in progress.
Okay. And like I mentioned too, I knew you were working, you said you were working on that, but like I said, these items are fairly minor, and I can take a delegation on these.
Thank you.
Okay, planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck at this point. We don't have any remaining comments on this, and we just note that because there's an infrastructure list associated with this, if approved, we'll need a recorded IIA prior to final sign-off from planning. That's all we have.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Wolfenberger, can you assign your items to me for delegation?
I can do that.
Okay. Let me then go to the board. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority. I approve a delegation to the Water Authority for 8 weeks for signature on the development agreement.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve and take delegation or assign delegation to planning to check for the public sidewalk easement, small extension of sidewalk to the accessway. Note to have the work order cover the median details for the accessway, and to cover other minor details such as the compact space length and curb ramps.
Okay, and this is Jolene Wolfley with planning. I approve and will accept delegation for the items that Ms. Wolfenberger just mentioned, in addition, that there be a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement. And I'm going to raise Mr. Carter to 12 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 8, PR 2021-5687, application SI 2022-316, and the infrastructure list dated today. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDU and DPM, with delegation to Water Authority and Planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay, there you have it, Mr. Lampo.